It's time to hear your feedback from the past week of Radio Boston.
Back on Monday, we walked around Boston with Harvard economist Ed Glaser, author of the new book, Triumph of the City.
In that book, Glaser makes a 21st century argument for urban living. He says city dwellers consume fewer resources per capita and are better equipped to forge collaborations with other smart people who are drawn to the urban core.
But here's the thing. Glaser lives in Weston.
You know, once I started acquiring small children, my wife and I did what millions of Americans do throughout the country, and we chose a suburb. We were abetted by the home mortgage interest deduction, which essentially bribes Americans to move out of urban apartments into suburban homes.
I see it as very hypocritical that Mr. Glaser lives in the suburbs. That's what Courtney wrote on our website. She goes on to say, hearing this undermines his authority on the subject and is a shame. Practice what you preach, my friend.
And in the same comment thread, JDancer7 asks, does Glaser realize how condescending he sounds when he says that you should live in the city to be surrounded by smart people? Give me a break. Lots of dopes live there, and there are many vibrant and successful artists that live 15 miles out. I hate the whole city versus burbs thing. I think we need both.
On Tuesday, we spoke with Panayota Bertsikas of Somerville, a veteran of the Coast Guard and lead plaintiff in a class action lawsuit against the Pentagon. She and 16 other service members say the military doesn't do enough to prevent sexual assault within its ranks.
I was raped by a shipmate. After the assault, I reported to my command, who told me to, and I quote, to shut up about it, and then ordered me to continue working with my shipmate for over a month.
Panayota's story prompted listener Luella Gale to write about her own story on our website. People still look at me and ask me what I did to bring it on myself. Yes, even at the Veterans Administration. It sort of gets to a person. I look at my counselor and she will say, don't go there. You know that line of thinking isn't right. They told me it didn't happen.
Now, a listener calling herself Professor McClendon responded to that. Luella, for God's sakes, do not listen to that line of unreasoning. You deserve better than that. Get your story out there, make the public aware, get mad, and get even by improving your own position. They do not get to win.
Now, Anthony, on Wednesday, you had a conversation with journalist Charlie Sennett of the Boston-based Global Post about his experience reporting the Egyptian Revolution from Cairo. A couple of our listeners picked up on this little moment.
You know, crushing disappointment across Tahrir Square, right? I'm wondering if you can just describe what happened there.
Sure. I don't want to.
Could Mr. Brooks please take a moment to learn how to pronounce Tahrir? Asks listener Michael Mueller. It's not Tahrir. After all these weeks of hearing it from the mouths of native speakers dozens of times a day, he must have heard the middle R. He represents us to the greater world.
And, of course, Michael's right, and point taken. I'm duly admonished. Tahrir it is, and thanks for catching that. Moving on, yesterday, Massachusetts junior senator Scott Brown talked to us about his new memoir, Against All Odds, in which he writes, as a boy, he was molested by a camp counselor.
One of our followers on Facebook asked why Senator Brown has not pursued charges against his molester, if for no other reason than to protect future victims. Here's what Brown said.
You know, I have no evidence to suggest that there are any future or further victims. You know, I'm a forward thinker, and I'm trying to move on with my life and spend time with my family and do my job. And if it happened 2 years ago, sure, I'd jump on it in a second. But it was 42 years ago.
In an email, TKM writes, this position is highly suspect to me. I don't know of one victim who goes public who doesn't want prosecution 1 year later, 10 years later, 40 years later. I doubt his story. I think it's a sick attempt at re-election in 2012. I'm a longtime listener who feels WBUR has fallen again for another sensational Republican publicity story.
Listeners, keep your comments, tweets, and other missives coming. You can find all the ways to contact us at RadioBoston.org. And by the way, our 1,000 likes campaign is still going on. If you haven't already, come on. You know who you are. Head over to Facebook.com/RadioBoston, click on like, and get a little Radio Boston in your news feed every day.
And we have to take a short break. When we come back, Brookline-born filmmaker Sarah Nessen, her short documentary Poster Girl, is up for an Oscar this weekend. It tells the gritty tale of a female vet's struggle with PTSD.
Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.